Science and Technology.
Reef Building. Coral Imperative. Researchers are selectively breeding corals to be more resilient to heat.
Coral reefs, home to about a quarter of all known marine species, face an existential threat. Rising water temperatures cause the corals to expel their resident photosynthetic algae, bleaching them white and depriving them of their major food source. But, says Joanny Kleypas of the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado, some corals are more resilient than others. For instance, corals in the Red Sea are able to withstand hotter temperatures because they have had thousands of years to adapt to the heat. The issue right now, says Dr. Kleypas, is that human activity has caused global temperatures to rise faster than natural selection can breed resilience. That's why one team of researchers at the Australian Institute of Marine Science, or AIMS, is selectively breeding more thermally resilient corals. The first step, says Annika Lam, one of the researchers, is to find thermally resilient parents. They do so by collecting coral samples, sticking them in tanks and putting them through a so-called rapid heat stress test in Ames's National Sea Simulator, or CSIM. The corals are then ranked based on how they handle the heat. Then, says Dr. Lam, it's a waiting game. Coral colonies spawn one night each year, triggered by the amount of time that passes between sunset and moonrise. The researchers replicate these light patterns in the CSIM, and when the time is right, the researchers don red headlamps so as to minimize the impact on light-sensitive coral and descend into the rooms with the corals. They wait for the corals to spawn, then collect the bundles of eggs and sperm, which subsequently float to the top of the tanks. The researchers then cross-fertilize the different groups of heat-tolerant corals in an attempt to breed super heat-tolerant offspring. As of August 2023, they had fertilized over 3 million eggs. The researchers will then grow the fertilized corals in the coral nurseries of the CSIM, watching them grow from microscopic organisms to coral candidates the size of the nail on a little finger. The final step is to reintroduce these corals into the wild. This is often done by a process called coral seeding. Baby corals are laid on small ceramic and concrete bases and tossed into areas where reef restoration is needed. In what Ames calls the largest coral restoration research trial ever undertaken, a total of 100,000 baby corals have been delivered to the reef. Whether these efforts will bear fruit, or, more important, coral, remains to be seen.